coming to you live from inside the globe, perched high atop the Bugle Planet building in sunny Gotham City. It's Hey Kids Comics with two guys who are always ready to seduce the innocent, your hosts, Andrew Farmer and the Jedi Cole Houston. And now it's time for Hey Kids Comics.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Hey Kids Comics. Did you hear that, Cole?
I heard that.
Did you hear it on the roof?
It sounded like the hooves of tiny reindeer.
It's just the smallest reindeer.
Yeah, just like little, like pocket size, like miniature reindeer.
Little dick dicks up on your on the rooftop. Yeah. Dick, dick, dick. That's yeah, that's what that is.
Those weren't reindeer. They were tiny dick dicks.
They were all them tiny dick dicks. So this is issue 290.
They were good size dick dicks.
They were decent for dick dicks. They were a decent size.
Good size, okay.
Yeah, they were a nice size for dick dicks. We're doing something that we haven't done in a year, but also something that we haven't done in a timely fashion, I think, ever. Is that fair? And we wanted to rectify that situation and bring you the Santa Sack Christmas wish list in a timely enough fashion that if you are interested in any of this stuff, you can actually buy it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think last year, Cole, we did it like 5 days before Christmas.
Yeah, we really did not give you time to shop.
No, we did not. But at least this year we're giving it a shot. So we're gonna run through some of our buy list. If we have one of those big buttons like one of those financial shows on Fox Business, we just hit it and yell buy, buy, buy. It's a weird joke. I know. It's for exactly one person.
Exactly.
But yeah, so Cole, you had an idea for this issue, and I hit on that, will you?
Oh, absolutely. I got to thinking what might be interesting is to present this issue of the show as a kind of advent calendar.
I like that.
So we're going to present at least 24 or 25 individual. We're going to reveal. We're going to open the wee little box.
God, does that mean we have to keep track of, like, days of this? Because we have a bad enough time keeping track of anything, let alone...
Yeah, I don't have a pen to hand.
We'll just give it a shot. We'll just see what happens.
Oh, here we go. I found a sharpened pencil.
Well.
And a granny's seat. I can.
How hipster of you. But yes, that's. I think this is a good idea. I'm into this very much so. So, Cole, we're going without fanfare or further ado. If we're going to get through 24 of these or 25 of these in an hour, we just got to get rolling. So, without further,
why don't you get us started?
You want me to get us started? All right. Well, I'm going to start where I start every year when we do this, and that's with the actual comic books because there's a lot out there. But,
and you know I'm not going to have any.
But I want everybody to, you know, really remember that the reason for the season is comic books and not necessarily all the paraphernalia, though I am absolutely, awash in paraphernalia and various detritus from comics within this room. But, so I'm going to start with the comics. And the first one I'm going to start with is one that I think we might have mentioned before, but again, now you have time to actually seek it out, and it is available on Amazon. You can sook it out, sookie. I've got errands to run, errands that don't involve you, sookie. That's my Bill the Vampire from True Blood impression.
Oh, okay.
But it's the standard retail price, suggested retail price of $125, Watchmen Collector's Box Set. And I think we've discussed this. It's the 30th anniversary box set of The Watchmen. It is 12 issues, a 12-volume collector set. So each issue gets its own collector treatment, and they're in a nice box with all the art on the side and the clock that counts down per, in big air quotes, hero. But yeah, so this is available through Previews, has it, but I know it's available through Amazon and probably your local comic shop if you go in. Be prepared to pay. It's $125, but if anybody on your Christmas list is a fan of comics and influential comics and might or might not be Cole Houston, this is probably the one to go with. So that is my first choice. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me the Watchmen Collector Edition box set.
Excellent. So that's, and, that's a, and a great choice.
Yes. Yeah, it looks fantastic. Okay, so what do you got? What did the second day of Christmas bring our fair listeners, Cole?
Well, on the second day of Christmas, you kind of forced my hand here.
On the second day of Christmas, you really forced my hand.
That's right. But what better for a hand than the Infinity Gauntlet?
Oh, no. All right.
And not only is the Infinity Gauntlet now going to be available in trade paperback in perpetuity.
Oh, okay.
You can presently for, I think, wow. at least currently you can get five out of six of the trade paperbacks on Amazon that are considered part of the Infinity Gem saga.
Okay.
You have Silver Surfer Rebirth of Thanos. So I guess they figured, you know, let's market. I mean, it's great Jim Starlin, Ron Lim work.
Oh, yeah.
This is where Thanos is truly defined, and this is the springboard. It's considered like the number zero.
Sure.
Then, of course, you have the Infinity Gauntlet.
Itself.
Itself, that trade paperback, which comprises the entire story of the Infinity, Thanos' quest for the Infinity Gauntlet, and pretty much everybody attempting to stop him.
And everyone.
And it's also a great slice of Marvel history, because this is Hulk when he was just colossal and wearing a kind of weird, I don't know, it's somewhere between something that, damn it. Right in front of me, Playboy founder Hugh Hefner. Somewhere between something Hugh Hefner and Dr. Thaddeus Venture would wear. Yeah, this sort of brown velour, like, 80s sweatsuit thing going on.
Oh, yeah. With the short pants? Is that the one with
And Pip the freaking troll.
Yeah, because you can't. You have to.
Pip the troll in this. The Infinity War and Infinity Crusades Volume 1 and 2 round out what's currently available. All of that I think you can get for just under $100 currently. Some of them are on great pricing right now on Amazon Prime.
Nice.
They list Thanos Infinity Abyss from 2003, but apparently people want the damn sky for that. I'm sure you could find it elsewhere for a decent price.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, give all or part of the Infinity Saga, because, you know, it's a great piece of Marvel comic history. And if you go back at least to the earliest stuff before it really got hyped, you know, up to about Infinity War anyway.
Right.
Where it's pure Jim Starlin, Ron Lim. And then it just becomes more disjointed because it was such a big project. They were like, you can tell it's a lot of people trying to help get the thing to press.
Well, and while we're on the topic, if you're getting those, you can buy the what are they called the essentials, the Marvel Essentials.
Oh yes.
Books. And if you get there's an Adam Warlock Essentials, which is all Starlin Lim stuff, and it's just super weird. and super fun, and yeah, it's in that same vein. So nice one. I like that. That's good. That's a good second day of Christmas, I guess. I don't know if we're counting 23rd day of Christmas. I think we decided it was.
I'm not really sure. We just got 2 days down. I know that we've opened right. two of the little doors,
two
and we've revealed
on this weird advent calendar that we have.
Yeah, we have revealed a couple of great comic book choices.
All right, well, I'm going to go for the third comic book choice. This one is timely, hitting shops in about a week. at a price of $100. It's the Yellow, Blue, Gray, and White Omnibus by Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale. If you aren't familiar with these, you've got Daredevil Yellow, Spider-Man Blue, Hulk Gray, and Captain America White, which were just seminal tales told by two just giants that attack things from a different angle. Daredevil Yellow is recognized as one of the most...
Daredevil not yellow, he the man without fear.
Hulk Gray, Spider-Man, I mean, if you have a comic book fan in your life, or if you are yourself a comic book fan and you're looking, then you already know.
In which case, you are a comic fan in your life.
And you can get these all in one place now, which is pretty fantastic. So that is the 23rd day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale, Yellow, Blue, Gray, and White, which is...
Nice.
Which is a lot of, which is a lot to say at once. But I imagine if you write it down, you'll be safe. So there you go, Cole. What do you got? What's the 21st day of Christmas? I guess this is.
You're trying to be this like really.
I'm really
specific.
I'm
about
doing
this.
It.
But yeah, you know that Jeff Loeb and all puts you in the mind of. Who am I thinking of? The Three Colors Trilogy by Krzysztof Kieślowski.
Don't you go getting highbrow on me.
So, you might also look and see if you can couple that with a collection, maybe a Criterion of blue, white, and red, respectively, to get, like, really super highbrow.
Yeah, don't get all highbrow with me, Cole.
All right.
You don't need to do that. Not tonight. Save that.
All right. Well, these, I'm going to stick with Thanos for a minute here because there's a little something that I personally
stuck
know.
On Thanos. Thanos stuck on. Apparently, I'm a jingle. I'm just the jingle man tonight. That's
like a Jingleheimer.
You goddamn Jingleheimer.
But there was a. This year at San Diego Comic-Con, you know, we talk often about the collection assassin that is any kind of exclusivity.
Right.
But sometimes some of the exclusives are just too cool. They would never have been marketed to the, you know, Target, Walmart, Toys R Us. Oh, too soon?
Too soon.
Market. And this is certainly one of them. These were about $15, I believe.
Okay.
At Comic-Con, you can actually find them for around $20 to $25 shipped, which is not a bad markup for an exclusive. I think I paid a little over $20 for mine, or a little under $20 rather.
Nice.
Which amazed me. Shipped, and you pretty much have to look in the aftermarket, look around on eBay, just kind of shop. What's out there. But I'm talking about the Mattel Hot Wheels Thanos copter.
Yes, yeah. We talked about that, I think, when we were...
Yeah, we talked about it on the San Diego Comic-Con show. This, for your true comic fan, I think this is something that's just fun. Because they take an obscure page out of a Spidey Super Stories number 39, which was... Marvel's crossover with the Electric Company on PBS. And they did a tale where Thanos apparently is going after Spider-Man and Hellcat. Which, what's amazing to me is it was Hellcat in the comic that was marketed toward kids.
Yeah, right.
Hellcat. How the hell can I tell you about Hellcat if I can't say the word hell? Part of the story apparently is Thanos running around in a chiffon yellow helicopter with his name emblazoned on both sides of the tail.
Well, why wouldn't it be? Of course it would. That's what you do.
So a lot of people, passersby, mistook that for some new television or radio station. THANOS.
Radio Thanos?
Radio Infinity. Just goes on and on and on. But what's fun is the packaging. It comes in a cube-shaped you know, a box that's cube shaped that has a panel on the back that shows a couple of the it shows a panel from the actual comic as well as the original cover. With a little bit of a synopsis, Evil Takes to the Sky, and it tells you all about Spidey Super Stories number 39. And, you know, Easy Reader said he could read this. And I don't know if the same is true for the copy on the back here, but it's pretty straightforward. But what's cool is the Thanos copter itself is a little Hot Wheels helicopter in yellow with Thanos across the tail and Thanos actually sitting in the pilot's seat.
That's like a tiny
just
little
like
tiny
in the comic,
Thanos.
Little bitty Thanos. But that alone wasn't enough. It's packaged in an interior translucent plastic cube box that is a kind of a – it's translucent but then has a surround that's a swirling cloud-like blue. So it's like the Thanos copter is trapped inside the Tesseract.
That is cool.
And it is just – absolutely beautiful. It displays wonderfully out of the box. I think it was one of the most clever bits of packaging, and it's a whole lot of fun and well worth the asking price. Check around on eBay and other places, and you could probably pick one up for about $20-$25.
That's awesome, man.
If you're lucky.
All right, so my last comic book proper is one I had no idea of what it was about. It's pre-orderable now. It doesn't hit shops until January 23rd, but I have a feeling if you just put this in somebody's – put a note or a picture in somebody's stocking with where to pick it up, they will be perfectly happy. It's the hardcover of The Greatest Adventure. Cole, do you know what this is?
The Greatest Adventure.
It's Cesar Razick and Carrie Nord do the art. But it is written by none other than show favorite author Chili Willingham.
Aha!
Carrying the heroes and heroines along with the villains from the entire Edgar Rice Burroughs library together.
The hell!
So it's Tarzan, Jane, Miriam, John Carter, Deja, Korak, Jason, Billy, Bridge, the Oskaloosa Kid. Everyone is in this.
Holy crap. Carson of Venus and
yeah. Yes. Yes. The writer, Virginia Maxson, Townsend Harper, Jim anybody who was anybody in Edgar Rice Burroughs.
How am I not knowing about this?
248-page hardcover, collecting the 9-issue saga.
The tragic characters from the Moon Men?
So all of this was available.
That is the most depressing ass.
It is Chili Willingham narrowing the playing field for the Alan Moore book that they made they made the movie out
League
of.
Leave Extraordinary.
Yeah, Gentlemen. Down to one author. And then throwing them all into a butt-nasty, crazy adventure. And it is available at your leisure at $30 for the hardback.
That's not bad.
It's 248 pages for $30. Like, you can't beat that. And I wanted to wait. I didn't want to say anything. I just wanted to send it to you for Christmas, Cole. But I figured everybody should get a shot at
holy crap. Sending that to me for Christmas.
Thing. Yeah, and sending it to Cole for Christmas. So that is my next one. All right, so what do you got? Keep them coming. Let's do this.
Yeah, we got to keep this moving here. Next up, I've got a little something I stumbled on at shopdisney.com. And at first glance, it's like, huh? And then I saw the image of the back of the packaging. And I'm like, holy crap, this is brilliant. It is the Captain America Shield cake pan set. And if you've ever, you know, bought seen a cake pan, it's like, you know, the Star Wars or Smokey and the Bandit or
no. Wow, I got a Knight Rider one.
Yeah. So, you know, it's always like you get this sort of amorphous shape. It's the same reason that Cookie Puss and Fudgy the Whale and whatever the hell that witch's name is, they're all the same damn cake. It all comes down to how you frost it.
Right.
So you're thinking Captain America's shield pan. Well, that's called a cake pan, Cole.
It's not.
No. Oh, no. What this is a brilliantly designed, it's essentially a cake pan with two interior pans and a brace that goes around the outside to hold the two interior pans at equal distance from the edges of each other.
Wow.
And then you go and you mix up your cake mix, presumably a white cake or something else that'll dye very well. You pour the bulk of it into the outer. You have red in the outer and blue in the inner, and then just the white in the central. You bake it up, and you get a goddamn Captain America shield cake.
You've got a Captain America.
And then I guess you're meant to, like, roll out some fondant, because it has, like, a little cookie cutter that's star-shaped, so you can, like, you know, roll out some white fondant and cut your central star out of that, and you have a damn Captain America cake without having to ice the damn thing to get it to look like Captain America's shield.
That's fantastic. That is a great
one. There are $22.95 list currently as we record this. I don't know how long this is going to last. They're having them at $17.21 on the website.
That is fantastic. And you know what, Cole?
From our friends at Disney Eats.
So let's say it's morning, right?
Okay.
Let's say it's morning instead of night, and you're in the mood for one of your Captain America cakes, but you just don't have the time to do it. I would direct you to the Great Mightens Think Alike category at Amazon under Hey Kids Comics, and you can pick you up a Captain America waffle maker in blue. The Captain America waffle maker in blue is pretty fantastic. It will make if you've seen the Death Star waffle maker or the Bob Ross face waffle maker.
There's a Bob Ross face waffle maker?
There is, absolutely. Set you back $35. But this bad boy is going to set you back about $25. Goes perfectly with your Captain America 2-quart slow cooker or your Captain America shield.
I actually saw the Captain America slow cooker.
Did you? I threw the Captain America waffle maker in there because I thought it was a natural. It's as natural, and it has the ridges. So it doesn't make a waffle in the shape. It makes the waffle indented in the shape of Captain America's shield, much like your cake pans do.
So
you could really just...
You could Captain America day and night.
You could freedom out your... You can freedom out your kitchen pretty hard.
Absolutely, because, you know, whether it be a cake or a waffle, we know what both of these treats taste like.
They taste like freedom. Taste like freedom. Oh, man, I missed that taffy. We should talk about that taffy on here. But that's my other one.
I have preserved one unopened pack of Captain America taffy hanging on my wall behind my Kingdom Come figures.
I'm just really happy that our minds were in the same place for this.
Oh, thing, so. Yes, absolutely. In fact, you know, if you don't have time to make a waffle, because that's, you got to mix up the batter and you have to cook a waffle. You don't see like waffle batter ice cream.
Right.
But, you know, let's say you're pressed for time. Well, Funko and Entertainment Earth have come to your rescue with Funko's breakfast cereal.
Oh, I've seen this. It looks great.
Funko's are just basically these multi-grain O-shaped cereals.
Those are great cake pans, by the way. I'm sorry. Cole just sent over a picture. That is a great idea. That is a fantastic idea.
So the Funko's cereals all come with a little Funko Pop figure.
Okay.
Inside. And the one that caught my eye was Funko's Batgirl cereal.
Okay.
Because it is this unearthly purple color that will make you have – you'll remember what you had for breakfast later in the day.
Listen, it's not the poop you wanted, but it's the poop you deserved.
If you eat Funko's, it is the poop you deserve. And I think I've seen Funko's at like some of the places like Entertainment Mart. What's the hell is the one in the mall? But anyway,
FYE.
FYE, places like that. If not, you can get them because this was an Entertainment Earth exclusive. You can, they're $9.99 a box, which is, I granted, a bit expensive for a box of cereal, but you get the exclusive Batgirl pop inside. And what's funny with this one is if you look at it, it looks like, from the picture, it's like, what the hell? Is there like a watermark on Batgirl? And it's designed to look, I think, as if there's some sort of bat symbol being projected. Or no, it's the Entertainment Earth symbol.
Okay.
Being projected on her bat signal style.
Okay.
So it creates the different shadow and light pattern.
That's cool.
Across the figure itself, which is, gives it this really funky kind of watermarked look. But yes, if you want some purple poo.
Purple poo.
And purple poo, especially if you're a Tarleton University graduate, you'll it'll give a whole new meaning to purple poo. Look it up. And but that I think is just like a fun, you know, it's a cereal box shape, so it wraps easily.
Sure.
Under the tree, and then you can go like straight to breakfast.
And we pretty much set everything up for you.
Exactly.
Like, you don't have to worry about food all day for Christmas.
We've got you covered there.
So I have one here that's fairly near and dear to my heart. Going back to books, okay? Back in the day when I was but a wee little bean, Cole, do you remember Golden Books?
Oh, yes.
Well, they are, little Golden Books are back. And Marvel is involved. So you can get, the one I'm looking at here is Black Panther, Marvel's Black Panther, a little Golden Book, branded a little Golden Book, Warriors of Wakanda. There are also little Golden Books for just the Black Panther. There are Golden Books for the threat of Thanos. So Golden Books are back, baby, and available. Guess who else has them? Aquaman. The Incredibles, The Solar System, Ant-Man, Solo. So you can get these brand, Doctor Strange, Ralph Breaks the Internet. So I didn't think they were making Golden Books anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad they are. And if you have youngins and you want to introduce them into a time-honored tradition, I used to get Golden Books read to me pretty much every single night when I was but a small guy. And I'm really glad that I found these, and just to keep
that is
just,
so neat. That, yeah. Yeah. That little bit of Americana is still alive.
Yeah. And updated. So it can keep it going. And,
I love that the Aquaman one is titled Aquaman,
just Aquaman,
an exclamation point, the way he deserves,
just the way he deserves. And I wonder, you know, I've got to wonder if they're saying it in, that Brian blessing
yeah.
that you really enjoy. Okay, so that's my other one. So you can take the next one. I'm just going to look at little Golden Books for a while.
Well, you know, if you want to look at something, and I've already lost track of how many days. So
yeah, it doesn't matter. All I know is that we have a little less than a half hour to just keep talking. And I could talk about this stuff all day long. So.
Oh, I know. Me too. Entertainment Earth also has this great thing. I just stumbled on by accident while I was dicking around on their website today, looking at their, right now, by the way, they're having a flash sales for about the next 10 or 15 days by the time this airs. So check it out every day about 1 p.m. Central. They'll have like a door buster at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have a handful of daily sale offers. And then they have a fairly, it seems to be a fluid kind of Black Friday pre-Christmas week thing going on, because the mix of products seems to kind of ebb and flow. But this is not, unfortunately, one of them that's on sale at the moment. But for $50, if you're both a Batman fan and you're vain, so if you're like Bruce Vane,
that's a good joke.
The Batman logo mirror.
Oh, really?
$49.99 free shipping. Currently in stock.
I'm into that. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could kind of position yourself in such a way that it's like the '60s Batman. you know, except your face, except you're not partly covered with a cowl. So never mind. 27 inches wide by 13 inches tall from ear tip to tail tip there.
That's fantastic. That's
and it's a wonderful Batman symbol shaped mirror.
Mirror. That's great, man. I like that. I like that a lot. I want to talk about. I kind of want to say I'm saving that one a little bit. If you are like Cole and I, and you like toys, and you like Texas, and you like that was a good transition. I'm into that. And I don't know, Cole, you'll have to refresh my memory as to whether we talked about this or not. But speaking of Entertainment Earth, a lot of what we found comes from Entertainment Earth. But if you head over to Entertainment Earth right now, actually, it says it's hot off the truck as of the 23rd. So maybe not. The Preacher Jesse and Cassidy 7-inch figure set.
Have you seen
this thing, Cole?
I have.
Oh, my God. It's based on the TV show. It is damn near perfect. Both of them come with two fisted beers. Jesse, I believe, comes with the coffee can and the Bible. And Cassidy, I can't quite make out what else he comes with here because it won't zoom in for me. But the figures, the likeness is fan damn tastic, just perfect likeness. If you're a fan of the show or a fan of Preacher, this is one figure set. Now, it's NECA. NECA makes them, and they make great figures anyway. But these figures are articulated beautifully. They look dead, like dead to rights on.
From what I can see of an individual figure, and I don't know if this differs at all, Cass comes with two beer bottles.
Yep.
With some kind of Texas branded beer.
Yeah, I know.
And it looks like maybe some kind of a tequila or vodka or something like that.
Yeah.
Some kind of liquor bottle.
All I know is that it's awesome. So.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's my. We're starting to get into toys now. So that's my first one is the Jesse Custer and Cassidy 2-pack of figures that I would absolutely love to have stationed in this office somewhere. It would be fantastic.
Oh, God. Absolutely. Well, let's see here. Let's go with some figure packs then.
All right. Hit me with the figure pack here. I'll
kind of jump around here a little bit. I've talked about these before, but the folks over at Skybound.
Oh, yeah.
At the skybound.com, at their Skybound shop, they have for the last few years. I think they were rolling them out at Comic Cons, and they've been available on their website ever since. I think these are from McFarlane Toys, but they don't really go out of their way to tout that because they don't, you know, if it's McFarlane, it falls apart. What? But they've been making these wonderful Saga 2-packs for the last several years. The first was Alana and Marco. The second was absolute. This is one I really need to own, and it's the Will and Lion Cat. And Lion Cat even comes with the kind of fractured word bubble,
which is so damn cool.
Yeah, which is he's saying lying, and Will has his Extendo Lance in both retracted and extended forms,
which is great, which is very cool.
So he can just, you know, he's ready for murder. And most recently, they came out with a 2-pack of Hazel, Alana and Marco's daughter, and Isabel, the disembodied spirit that has been Hazel's guardian and babysitter. And what's great is there's even an accessory of Bonk Conk, the little doll that gets left behind.
Right.
Which is really cool. These guys are generally $50 a piece. Sometimes they put them on sale. But, you know, $50 a pop for these 2-packs. They currently have a bundle for $100 for all three.
That's really good.
Yeah, so it's, you know, effectively buy two, get one free, which is really, I don't know how long that's going to last. But if you go over to skybound.com and look in the toys and collectibles under Saga, and you'll find that just incredible. Those sets are just dynamite. And And they've got a lot of other cool stuff, a lot of Funko Pops based on the – they still have the Lion Cat statue, which I got one for Mrs. Jedi Cole years ago. And they even have the plush doll of Goose.
I need to send this over to you, okay, before we talk about it.
All right.
Because it's damn ridiculous, all right? just understand what I'm about to send to you is possibly one of the most ridiculous things that I found to date. So what I just sent Cole was something that's going to price out. I mean, it's expensive. It's upward of $1,000. Okay, but it is what is known as the hug massage chair. The hug chair. Hug chair went into business with Marvel, apparently, at least in a licensing perspective. And this weird Farscape captain's chair meets massage chair. You can get in Captain America, Iron Man, or Spider-Man. And if you go to the website and just, like, there's a promotional video for the damn thing that's nuts. But it's got, like, smart technology, and it's heated, and it's got an adjustable massage ball system in it, and it's got an airbag massage. It's just, what is this thing? I'm in. That's all I know. Like, it'll heat you. This Captain America's chair will heat you up to 140 degrees. And by the way, kneading speed for neck and shoulders is 35 to 45 kneads per minute. I didn't realize we were at KPM. There was a scale for this, but there totally is. This is awesome. Just if you get the chance to look this dumb thing up, please do.
And the Captain America has that motif down perfectly, and then there's a Captain America shield as a kind of where
the pillow would be. It's stupid, it's ridiculous, but I don't care. I want one. If you have the money, if it's in that upper echelons and you have the money, please feel free to buy one and send me pictures, because I want to see this thing. All right, Cole, that was that one.
That is,
I just wanted to get that out of the way, okay?
I'm just waiting for the Thanos one.
it's like one of those hand chairs from the 80s.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, exactly. It's got little massaging fingers at over 80 kneads per minute. 80 kneads per minute per finger. And let me tell you, it snaps its fingers and
you're there.
All the pain just melts away.
Half of the pain in your body.
That's right. Half the pain
goes away.
Oh, dear Lord. That is a funky-ass chair.
Yes, yes, it is.
That is a funky-ass chair. Well, let's move from furniture to home decor, shall we?
Yes, please. Let's.
Let me see if I can figure out where this one got off to. Over at thinkgeek.com, I believe, is where I found this one. Yes, indeed. They have a variety of we're kind of proud of it.
Oh, but, yeah.
Wall art. You have your choice of four different styles, but they are classic Marvel Comics corner box art. So if you remember your old classic Marvel Comics, there'd be in the upper left a little box. It would either be the character or just the character's head or heads.
Sure, yeah.
And then the Marvel Comics indictia and the price and issue number. So they have the classic, you know, Spider-Man just standing there doing nothing. Iron Man running at you like the worst day on the gridiron.
Yeah.
Hulk about to inadvertently land on you and squash you like a bug. Or meet the Fantastic Four.
Okay.
It's basically just the four heads. $59.99 each.
Okay.
Invoking the days when comics were as little as 12 cents. The rather seemingly awkward and arbitrary 12-cent price point. 36 inches tall, 12 inches wide, 3/4 inch deep. Suitable for your wall.
That's cool.
But yeah, they're neat little iconic bits of wall art. And apparently they think your living room needs to be decked out with $200 worth of art.
Well, mine is, but mine's all like local art that I bought from conventions from people I know.
Yeah, $30 at a time.
That's right. That's great.
$240 worth of art.
I'm going to throw a fast one at you because I know it's been around for a while, okay?
Alrighty.
And it's the only Star Wars one. I don't get to do the Star Wars, the Buy Me Star Wars bag of Jabba's goodies. So I wanted to get my shots in while I could. And I would like to have this. It's the Boba Fett with carbonite Christmas statue.
Oh, okay. It's the one where he's wielding a candy cane.
And it's got Han Solo and carbonite wrapped up in a little red bow with a to and from on it. And a thermal detonator with a bow on it.
Is that a Fabrice?
I don't know the word that you just said to me. What is that?
I believe that we had one of those on the Rancor Pit.
Did you?
One at Christmas.
I mean, it's pretty great. That's all I know. Kurt S. Adler, Star Wars. It's.
Yeah, I think they call it a Fabrice or something weird like that. I've derailed the show with that word.
That's.
It's a power
fine.
Word, like Maudib.
The spice must flow, Cole. Come on.
It renders you useless.
Fear is the mind killer. Can we?
That's right. Now I'm suddenly yes, Fabrice.
Fabrice. All right.
Is handcraft? Yes. Kurt Ladler's Fabrice, I guess. I don't know what that word means either, but I seem to remember that being connected with that particular line of product. Well, let's go from one type of wall art to another. You know, if you're like me, you occasionally get the odd comic that you want to hang on the wall.
Okay.
Because it's just one, like a kind of opposite my right side, I can look over and see the Marvel team up, Spider-Man and the Not Ready for Prime Time players, bagged and boarded and tacked to the wall near the Dark Knight Joker from Hot Toys.
Sure.
Because it just makes a great ensemble there. But, you know, your choices are usually find some really awkward or expensive framing system. Or in the, you know, we got you over a barrel fanboy department.
Right.
Or do what I do. And just, you know, bag it and board it and punch the thumbtacks through the plastic and the cardboard and preserve the comic thusly. I think over somewhere here I've got the Spider-Man and the Dallas Cowboys, with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders or something that was in the Dallas paper ages and ages ago. But I actually was looking for something else and found on Amazon a really neat thing. It's called a comic mount comic book shelf stand and wall mount, invisible and adjustable.
This sounds really cool, by the way.
It's really remarkable. It essentially what it is. It is a device that can either be used as a wall mount or as a kind of little easel surface stand, as they call it, depending on how you configure it. And as a wall mount, it acts kind of like those little spring-loaded plate holders that your grandma used to put the commemorative plates from the church up on the wall.
Right.
Or the Norman Rockwells or the Star Trek, depending on your grandma. In that you can adjust it to the size of the comics. It works with a bagged and boarded comic. It works with a slab comic. And you can, you know, use it as a wall hang device, or you can configure it with the top and bottom opposite each other, and it becomes kind of like a little easel, so you can display your comics on a shelf.
Sure.
They looked a little pricey at $8.99 a pop.
Okay.
But when I went back and looked at it before the show, I'm like, oh, wait, if you buy two, it's $13.99. And all the way up to five, it's $29.99.
Okay.
So the more you buy, the better it gets.
Sure.
And it's just such a clever idea. Or you only have one or two comics, pitch in with some friends. And,
right. If you only have, like, one thing you want to actually display.
There you go. So, and they also recommend buying the Ultra Pro Top Loader 10 count at $19.89, which is a super heavy-duty thing to slip your comic down into.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, all right. I like that. I like that. Now we get into kind of the final round, the four that I'm kind of the most excited for talking about this year. And I got another Entertainment Earth hot off the truck. And I think I've talked about other ones in this line before. There are very few, okay? I think there are Magneto, oddly enough, Hobgoblin, and both versions of Spider-Man Black and Red. But what I'm looking at in front of me is the Captain America Marvel Secret War Jumbo action figure. Cole, do you know what I'm referring to?
Wow.
So you know how you have the giant Star Wars figures?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they make giant figures based on the, what, five-point articulated Secret Wars figures? From our youth. So it's a 12-inch reproduction of the Secret Wars figures. So they just released the Captain America. The Hobgoblin and two Spider-Men and the Magneto with the weird gun that they gave him. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Are already available. But this Captain America just dropped for a price of $90, which is a little steep considering what you get if you're not into the nostalgia of the thing.
Yes.
Gentle Giant pushed it out there, and I'm very excited for these guys because he has the shield, he has the five whole points of articulation, the kind of crappy sculpt, the hand that looks like he's gonna do sock puppets, the two sock puppet hands. But I'm really into this solely for nostalgia's sake.
Absolutely.
Because the Secret Wars figures are some of my favorite, and if you've got anybody that's nearing or have surpassed 40 years old on your list that likes comics, I guarantee you picked them up a black suit Spider-Man from this series, or the Captain America, or the regular Spider-Man. They will be just fine and happy with that. So that's my choice. Again, Entertainment Earth, $90 right now. Maybe it'll go on flash sale. I don't know.
Nice. Well, also the higher end collectible right now over at MondoTees.com.
MondoTees.
MondoTees. Mondo is the group that, if you're fortunate enough to have Alamo Draft House, which started out down in good old Austin, Texas, in your neck of the woods, and we are blessed with many of them here in Texas, Alamo Draft House will have exclusive drinking glasses.
Okay.
Associated with a lot of different movies. I've done like Jurassic World and several of the Star Wars films, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, a whole bunch of different movies have had these glasses. Well, Mondo does all kinds of other stuff, apparel and pins and other things. And currently they have an exclusive of a Rocketeer and Betty statue.
Okay.
That really captures the feel of Dave Stevens' art. It's Rocketeer Boba Fetting it up. He's got his broom handle Mauser. He's got it, you know. Betty's hanging on in a way that would guarantee she would fall to her death if this was really how you were inexplicably barely hanging on for dear life while being rocketed skyward. But there you have it. But the neat thing is that what sets their exclusive version apart from the regular version is that there is an interchangeable head where instead of having the, oh, I'm really happy to be flying, she's got this shocked expression. And it actually adds a dynamic to the to the statue. It makes it work a little better than her just sort of casually like, oh, we're going for a flight. $205.
That's not horrible for a decent statue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah, and I don't know how that – I think the price-wise, it's – I don't think it's that much different than the regular version. But, you know, it's – I've always been an advocate of statuary.
Right.
As an investmentary type of $5 more than the regular statue. $5 and you've got the exclusive, unique version that's only going to be worth more down the line. But – nothing holds its value like high-end collectibles.
That's true.
Statuary tends to maintain and increase in value where, you know, I go to conventions all the time and it's just like, oh, look, it's the table full of bad choices.
Right.
So if you, you know, if you're looking for investmentary type of collecting, always go with statuary or higher-end collectibles.
Sure, sure. Speaking of high-end collectibles, I want to talk to you a little bit about Comic Cave Studios' Iron Man Mark 42. This figure has been on my radar for quite a long time. It's 75% die-cast. So it's one of the Comic Cave makes die-cast figures. And they make Iron Man, I'm not going to say exclusively, but pretty exclusively. They have a Hall of Armor where you can buy pretty much all of the different Iron Men, like from Iron Man 3, you know, all of the Iron Men, including the Iron Man's 1 and 2, you know, in different variations and versions. Great figure. And we all know how I feel about Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
We've been through this. This figure is around $100. You can still find it for about $100, somewhere between $100 and $150. In the aftermarket, knew it's going to fetch about $150 right now because they were short-run, and it's about 2 years old now. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The figure alone, well enough, right?
Yeah.
The figure comes with a egg roll with number 2 value-added prize. And that value-added prize, here, Cole, I'll link this to you, is been a white whale of mine for going on 2 years. For the 2 years that I've been following this figure, this has been my white whale. Now it is available. You can buy it on eBay for $10 whole. What this is, it is the Iron Man Mark 42 bonus gift white sofa.
Oh,
from
yes.
The movie. I need this in my damn life. And I have yet to pull the trigger on it, and I will bring it up on every goddamn show that I possibly can, that they made the couch from Iron Man 3 with pillows scaled to the size of this figure, and you can buy it for around $10. If you want to buy it new, you can buy it from KG Hobby from $38. But if you want to buy it from eBay, you can buy it for about $10. I'm never going to stop talking about it. So there you go. That makes the list on this one. I don't care.
And yeah, and you don't even necessarily need the Iron Man figure.
No, you don't. You just need the couch. My favorite part of that movie was the couch. So
it's sort of like that, I think it was NECA who did the Rocky movie, the Sylvester Stallone
action
figures, and they had the exclusive the meat figure, which was just basically a carded side of beef.
It was just meat.
It was marketed as the meat.
So good. So funny.
All right. Well, I'm going to go a little lower end collectible here. I'm not sure if this is an exclusive or just something I found on the Disney website. It's from the Marvel Rising, which I'm guessing is like Marvel for kids.
Okay.
But there's one character that just has inexplicable popularity. But, you know, I come from the world where Ice Cream Maker Man got a damn action figure.
That's true.
I'm talking about the Squirrel Girl doll from Marvel Rising.
Oh,
1995
right.
on the... And it's kind of like you know, a girl doll meets an action figure, because it's got that kind of cherubic girl doll. It's got a look to her, like a Barbie type of thing, except that her legs are more like proper action figure legs with, you know, heavy points of articulation. But she has, you know, cloth costume elements, rooted hair.
Okay.
Her little squirrel ear tiara thing is removable, as is the big bushy plush squirrel tail. And she comes with an accessory of Tippy Toe, presumably one of her favorite squirrels that didn't die horribly attacking people at her command, like some sort of land Aquaman.
We call that Lockwoman.
Lockwoman. And fair warning, if you do visit the Disney website and check out the thumbnails, heavy law of unintended consequences going on with Squirrel Girl's tail.
Oh, really?
And I'll leave it at that.
Oh, no.
It's up to you to choose. It's like one of those choose your own adventure books.
You make the call.
Yeah, you make the call. Do you bother go look, or you just close your eyes, click buy?
Oh, no. Cole, did you just send it to me, though? Do I have to look at it?
You're going to be forced to look at it. You have no choice.
That's what I get.
But I, for whatever reason, Squirrel Girl is this perennial favorite. And I'm kind of proud that Squirrel Girl found herself a niche.
So what am I looking for here, Cole? Which one am I looking at?
I think it's like the third picture down, where the removability of the tail
is brought into question here. All right. Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. I'm with you now.
Yeah, I've heard tell of a similar sort of device for real people.
Yes. We'll let people draw their own conclusions. But yes, I am with you 100% on Squirrel Girl. I agree. Oh man, that's good. I have two more. That's all I have.
All right.
I'm gonna save my best for last. So there's a company out there called 161. So it's spelled out one, then the numeral 61.com. Now, if you are a tech nerd and also a comic fan, it's an interesting niche to exist in, and honestly, there isn't a whole lot out there where, you know, I'm a tech nerd, I'm a comic fan. The two things rarely cross paths unless they're in some hackneyed kind of forced way. They've made a Batman, a Wonder Woman, and a Flash smartwatch. That are comparable. Now, the Batman currently is sold out, but the Wonder Woman and Flash are still available. And I'll tell you, the Wonder Woman smartwatch.
Well, because if you can buy anything, buy anything. But if you can buy Batman, always buy Batman.
Correct. But I will tell you, the Wonder Woman watch, personal opinion, is by far the superior watch. But, you know, if you actually go look at the watches, you know, they are well made. They are cool. They come with all kinds of cool stuff. As far as like the motif of the watch is all Batmaned out. The Flash watch is all flashed out, and the Wonder Woman watch is all Wonder Womaned out. They are $125, which is a drop in the bucket for smartwatches that run that do similar things that are going to run you $250 to $300. They have games built into them because they are health trackers where they're Batman based or Flash based or Wonder Woman based. Like if you do certain things, if you hit certain goals, you unlock different secret content and like crime fighting stuff. And they have five watch faces based on the characters, and the packaging is collectible. So that was really cool. I came across that probably 2 weeks ago when I was in the market for a smartwatch, and actually crossed my mind to go ahead and get it. I got a really good deal on something else, but this is fantastic. And anybody who's in the market for a smartwatch or has somebody that's kind of geeky that is also into comics, this would be a really good choice for them. So there you go. It's 161.com. Batman, Wonder Woman, and Flash smartwatches.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I want to recommend right now, you can pretty well find them readily at Walmart's, probably other outlets right now, with the Jason Momoa Aquaman coming out in here directly. DC Infinite, I think, or is that what they're still calling it? Or
Multiverse. Right.
Yeah, DC Multiverse. The Aquaman movie action figure. There are figures in the current Multiverse line. There's also Spoiler from Batman, I think one or two other characters.
That's a good line, by the way.
Yeah, it's a really great line, but the DC, the Aquaman characters, the Black Manta figure is just insane. I am in love with the cinematic design for Black Manta. Somebody put some thought into that, which is adding to a modicum of excitement about the Jason Momoa thing. The Mira figure looks great. The other figures are all cool. And then there's a Build-A-Figure. You only have to buy four damn figures to build the Trench Warrior.
Yes.
Which is like this savage piranha man fish creature guy.
I can't wait, man.
And what's cool is Black Manta, who's a substantial figure in his own right, comes with an entire body and head. And then Mira, I think, comes with the arms. And then the other two guys come with one leg each, which is like weird. Like they got the short end of the stick, as it were. But they were leg men.
The DC Build-A-Figure game is pretty strong because you don't need, like I got that weird, that Batman line that had the rookie in it.
Oh, yeah, the
and
robot.
That is a giant figure that only took four to build.
And I think the same was true of Clayface, which is a freaking gigantic, like, old-school Marvel Legends size.
Yeah, they're doing the quality isn't quite what Marvel Legends are yet, but they're doing the Lord's work with these Build-A-Figures, man.
Yes, indeed.
Like the two figure Dr. Psycho, when you had to, that's roughly the same size as the Hit Monkey figure that we all had to debate.
Yeah,
whether
endure
we were
like
gonna...
five or six figures to make Hit Monkey.
Yeah,
or
two figures. Two figures. Yeah. It's a great idea.
Yeah, that's if you're going to do something small, make it simple.
Right. All right, I think that brings me to my last choice. And that is, we've talked about the Mezco Toys 112 Collective previously on other shows. They make very high-end action figures. Not Hot Toys. I don't even know if I consider Hot Toys action figures at this point. Like, they're in a league all of their own, but Mezco makes as crossover between whatever I consider Hot Toys and action figures, and I've been waiting a long time for this, and it's finally happening. Now, keep in mind, it doesn't ship. You have to pre-order. All of these figures always need to be pre-ordered, because by the time you get them, they're sold out.
Yeah.
But this figure will ship between February and April, and finally, after God knows how many Batman Mezco figures, they've honestly probably done 10. Okay, do you get what they call Batman Sovereign Knight? Batman Sovereign Knight is the Mezco Batman 1989 action figure, the Michael Keaton.
Oh, wow.
Finally, at $80, limit two pieces per person, and it is gorgeous. And I don't have $80 to spend on an action figure right now, but God, do I want one. Cole, I'm going to send you the link to this. Just go to the last thing where it just has the kind of the breakdown of all of it. It's not perfect. It's not a Michael Keaton head sculpt. But the costume is that Batman figure, is that Batman. And I am enamored with this son of a bitch. Plus, it comes with no less than 10 Batarangs.
Good Lord.
The grapnel gun, a Sonic Batarang, three different heads, two faces or two like scowly faces, one battle damage, one just Bruce Wayne head that borders on Keaton.
Yes,
you are knocking on Keaton's door with this thing, and then you've got
knocking on Keaton's door,
and then you got eight different hands, well, nine different hands, another like sonar. Oh, it's got a kryptonite hand, a kryptonite knuckle hand. It's got a sonic disruptor, and then it's got the stand, and that's $80 for this thing. And I can't say that that's a bad price. I'm sorry, like it's a 1/12 action figure, and it's $80, and it comes with all of that crap. That's pretty good.
All right,
that's my last one, because that's the one, if you are shopping for
like
me.
Some sort of weird robot bat thing going on there, too?
Yeah, I don't even know, man, but all I know for a fact is, that's the thing that I want.
That is pretty impressive.
All right, Cole, why don't you round us up? What else you got?
Well, I wanted to close out with, the old running joke is always apparel at Christmas of some kind.
Sure. Ties, socks, something.
Yeah, but you know, some apparel is kind of cool to get, and I think for the comic book fan, over at 80s Tees, 80STEES, 80STEES.com, they had a lot of interesting T-shirts. And is that where I saw this, or was it somewhere else? Because suddenly it eludes me. Where the hell did it go? Oh, here we are. It is what they call the Periodic Table of Superhero shirt.
Oh, that's cool.
And it is a fully licensed DC Comics Periodic Table shirt. So, you know, it basically is... They didn't try to force themselves into the actual Periodic Table because it just doesn't work. Because I don't think there's an HQ that they could have stuck Harley Quinn in. But they basically have, you know, the lower echelon there, the smaller part of the table is all the villains, and the upper part is all the heroes.
But
you've got a great mix, and the imagery comes from all kinds of different DC eras from the looks of things. It's the traditional old, pretty much the reason that Image ever got started in the first place is anything you ever drew will get utilized forever.
Right.
And it has that, definitely has that feel to it, but you can tell it's different artists for a lot of the different stuff. But, you know, you've got such a rich blend of characters. You got that sort of 80s Zatanna, the superhero costume versus the...
Right. Is that the one with the weird crab head?
Yeah, she got the Klingon headpiece.
Yeah.
And, but it's got, you know... The balance is such that, you know, Superman and Batman are on opposite sides of the table, as it were. And Lois Lane and Crypto are actually among those who get to be part of the show. And I love there's an entire Aquaman family.
Oh, row. See? Well, now we know why it was chosen.
Yeah.
Man, I think we've done a really good job this year.
Yeah, it's got a good mix, the high end, the lower end. This thing will set you back. They're a little proud of their shirts there, but they're probably pretty good quality shirts at $28.24.
Yeah, that's not horrible.
In a large. They have sizes all the way up to, I'm not sure what's going on here. it must be... tall. Oh, that's cool. So they have, you know, your small, medium, large, extra large, 2XL, 3XL, 4XL, 5XL, and 6XL. They know their damn market. God bless them. And they have also large, extra large, 2XL, 3XL, and 4XL, and tall.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's nice.
So your 4XL T probably sets you back higher than don't know what just happened there. And apparently they also have a spin to win wheel where you can spin and get different discounts and stuff, I guess.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here. I'm gonna go ahead and spin this.
You see what happens.
Oh, I have to get my...
Somebody just died. So
I have to get my...
10% off.
Yeah, you can get like $20 off a $50 order. No luck today. 30% off full price items.
It's like the button. Remember the Twilight Zone button episode. You just spun that and somebody you don't know just died so that you could get $20 off a $50 order. I hope you're proud of yourself, Cole.
They have a whole lot of fun licensed t-shirts too, for just from every thing you could imagine.
So we need to wrap this up. We've actually gone long. For the first time in a long time, I've let us go long because, you know, Christmas is a time of magical giving, so we wanted to give. So why don't you go ahead and plug us up? And are we starting this thing next week, or the next issue?
Yes, indeed. We kind of have to.
I'm into this. I'm good. I want to do it. So
yeah, this is one where you're going to carry me.
I've already, if we need to discuss, we need to take this offline and discuss the structure of how we're going to play this out, because I've got some ideas, Cole. I got some ideas of the arc structure, but why don't you tell everybody what we're doing?
Yeah, we're coming up on the Kermit the Frog inspired arc. It's Not Easy Being Green.
It's the greatest Christmas present Chris Cole has ever given me.
That's right. Well, just you wait. We're going to be talking about the long and storied history of one Green Lantern, or many a Green Lantern, as we explore things like the core.
Yes.
And explore the sort of the long and challenged history of Green Lantern and some of the brightest days and darkest nights of
I'm ready. My body is ready. I am prepared for this. I've been preparing for this for 9 years of my life. More than that.
We're going to see some tremendous willpower.
We are.
We're coming into play here.
Cole's going to need some tremendous willpower. I imagine this is how I feel whenever Cole says, "That reminds me of The Watchmen," and I go, I imagine that by about hour 3.5, Cole's going to be like, "Can you shut up? Can you shut your damn mouth?"
Remember how last week we ran long? We are just on the cusp now of 300 issues. Can you believe it?
Six away, Cole.
Good Lord.
Six away. That's it. It's insane. I can't imagine that. I never would have in my wildest dreams imagined that our little comic book show would have gone 300 issues and been scheduled out for another 300.
Oh, easily. It's just insane. Every time I turn around, there's another issue in the works.
In my Black Friday laden stupor, I think sent you another idea.
Yeah, you were a little cryptic there, so we'll see how that bears out.
We'll talk about it, because I think I've already pitched the idea to you. I think I just had the same idea again, which wouldn't surprise me.
Well, we'll see how it bears out in the next 2 to 5 years.
That's right. All right. I feel like I'm signing a lease. I signed a lease on A Kids Comics. Why don't you plug us up? I know you got some things to talk about, and then we'll get out of here so I can start.
Find out how much your podcast will rent for.
That's right. So I can start preparing myself for this story arc.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're, of course, coming to you from the Jedi Cole universe at JediCole.com. And, hey, be sure and look up. Just go online, put in Hey Kids Comics back issue bins.
Yeah.
Check out the back issue bins on the old site web pages. We're up to six back issue boxes. We're six issues away from filling the sixth box. I have to open the seventh box now.
I know.
I mean, good Lord, box six has issues 250 more. We'll have 251 through 300. Hey Kids Comics quarterly annuals Hey Kids Comics quarterlies 1 and 2, annual number 3, and Halloween specials 2 and 3. All of those came out within the course of issues 251 through 300. But what's fun is, you know, I've got it set up where each box has 50 plus issues in it, and that's why we're up to six so far. But, you know, if an annual or other special or what have you came out, it's in the same box within the same period that it came out. That way it's not like real comic boxes where you have to go to the very back to find all that.
Yes.
We're going to throw you a bit of a bone, but if you want to listen to over 300 hours of programming to drown out the holiday music that's playing in the house, be sure and check that out. Andy, where else are we found online? Because
why? Because we love you.
Because we love you, yes, indeed.
At HK Comics Show, at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those lovely places you can find us. Our presence is still strong like bull out there. And we should do a show about the Zodiac. That was a good Marvel team up that we should do. That'd be a knuckleball of a team up show. So at HK Comics Show is where you can find us. Did you plug Isle of Toys yet?
I have not. Right now, first and third Sundays of every month, if you've been enjoying the Rancor Pit, the Rancor Pit Live, and on the third Sundays of every month, Isle of Toys, you can check out both the Rancor Pit and Isle of Toys. Had been utilizing Facebook Live as another venue to check out some of the more recent episodes. And so, look at our Facebook pages for both of those shows. There's some things in the works at DallasOnAir.com. We're waiting to hear something about our studio locale. We may be moving yet again.
Wow.
But be sure to check us out at DallasOnAir.com. The Rancor Pit Live and Isle of Toys. Just whole lot of fun shows that I've been at for many years now. Isle of Toys, just a little over a year. The Rancor Pit Live, good Lord, over 4 years now, I think, or over five. I've lost track.
Well, it's okay. You don't have to know exactly. All you need to know is that you want to keep doing it. All right, everybody. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And we look forward to the next month and to getting to 300. We got some special guests coming in along the way. We're going to have a great time. Cole, I think that's it. Say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for indulging us and giving us this Christmas gift every year. We can only hope that we can give back a little bit, and you'll send me that Batman figure. What? Who said that?
Or send him a Fabrice.
A Fabrice. If I get another set of lingerie in the mail that I don't know who it came from, I'll be real upset. Good night.
Good night.